With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Wisconsin's 9-day gun deer season looked fairly similar to last year in terms of license sales and harvest totals. Preliminary data shows license sales and deer harvest was down less than 1% from last year. More than 182,000 deer were registered during the gun deer season. Even though the 9-day numbers are down slightly from last year, the increase during archery made up for it, according to DNR Deer Program Specialist Jeff Pritzel.
That slight decline in gun license sales is almost totally made up for in a slight increase in both versions of archery license sales, both crossbow and vertical bow. So we've essentially have a pretty stable license purchase and participation rate.
This was the first gun deer season under the new deer management units in the Northern Forest Zone. Pritzel says some hunters were surprised by it, but overall the transition went smoothly.
Our customer call center, they did have an increase back in August when antlerless permits went on sale for those new units, but our call center's call volume right leading up to the gun deer season was actually 7% lower than last year. So overall, we're pleased with how smooth the transition has gone.
The only firearm-related incidents were the two that happened on the opening day, one of which was fatal. Major April Dombrowski is the DNR Recreational Safety and Outdoor Skills Bureau Director.
For example, for the past 10 years of our 9-day gun deer season, the incident trend reflects, on average, 5 hunting incidents per year. And again, this year we had the 2. In addition, Wisconsin has had 6 fatal free seasons, and all 10 past seasons here reflect single-digit incidents.
The statewide muzzleloader season runs now through December 10th, followed by the 4-day antlerless-only hunt. Archery and crossbow continue through January 4th. Mercer is still digging out and picking up after a blizzard brought more than 30 inches of snow to the area last week. Mecca Trails has been working to groom that snow and get all of its trails open for cross-country skiing. Volunteer Mike Schuldeis says while all that snow is promising for a good ski season, the storm also brought some challenges.
With the heavy wet snow that started and then the fluffy wet snow that landed on the trees, we had 6 volunteers out yesterday opening up 2 of the trails, and we estimated that we had about 100 trees across the trail. And so we've got still a lot of work to do to get the trails in good condition.
Schuldeis expects he'll have good conditions next week. Mecca got 2 trails rolled in time for its winter kickoff event tonight. It's in conjunction with the Mercer Chamber of Commerce Live at 5 event. They'll be serving appetizers and beverages. Mecca is asking people to bring unwrapped toys.
All the Iron County Fire Departments put on a toy drive, and people attending the open house in the winter kickoff are encouraged to bring a holiday gift for kids, infants through teens.
Schuldeis says it's also an open house for its new maintenance building.
We had been saving and fundraising for several years, and last year we put up a heated maintenance building, so our grooming equipment will be stored inside. It can melt off after a grooming event and be ready to go for the next day.
The winter kickoff event starts at 5 tonight at the Chalet Trailhead on Ferrick Road. Firefighters in St. Germain got some very realistic training by rescuing a deer that had fallen through the ice. On Tuesday, a call came from a St. Germain resident's home that a deer had gone through the ice of Lost Lake. The fire chief looked things over and determined ice could be broken up to create a channel for the deer. Firefighters put on specialized ice rescue suits and were able to break their way through to the deer. The department says they normally would not risk firefighter safety for an animal, but could in this case because of the nature of the ice. Ice rescues occur in dynamic environments, and although firefighters train for it, they say it can be very dangerous. They urge people to always exercise good judgment about ice as we move further into the winter season. The Oneida County ATV-UTV Trail System is closed for the season. Also closed for the year is the Enterprise Campground. The Oneida County Forestry Department thanked ATV-UTV clubs and volunteers for their hard work and dedication in keeping trails safe and in great shape. ATV-UTV trails in Oneida County and the Enterprise Campground will reopen in May. The U.S. Postal Service is reminding people of deadlines to ship packages if you want them delivered in time for Christmas. The absolute last day to ship is December 20th. That's Priority Mail Express that costs a minimum of $32.50. For regular ground shipping, you need to get your package mailed by December 17th. These are the dates for shipping within the continental U.S. For those sending packages to Alaska, Hawaii, or international, USPS says the earlier the better. Midwestern farmers are rounding out a very tough year. Many have been growing corn, wheat, and soybeans at a loss. And as Harvest Public Media's Frank Morris reports, the Trump administration has mostly made matters worse.
First, President Trump dismantled the International Development Organization, USAID, which bought heavily from grain farmers. He cut funding for the Department of Agriculture and started a global trade war, further eroding commodity markets. Trump's health secretary came out against seed oil, another Midwestern product, and a popular farm herbicide. University of Michigan political scientist Mike Shepard says farmers expect more support from Republican administrations.
There does seem to be a real disjoint between the Republican Party and the needs and wants of food producers that we haven't really seen before.
That said, Shepard says most farmers are sticking with Trump. He says they think Democrats are worse. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Frank Morris.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.